NFL Roundup, Week 10. I'm Dave Ferry. It took a blocked field goal for the Chiefs to remain unbeaten this season. For that story, we go to correspondent Greg Eklund.
The Kansas City Chiefs hung on to win 16-14 over the Denver Broncos and raised their record to 9-0. Chiefs linebacker Leo Chenal came up with the game-winning play with a block when the Broncos attempted a 35-yard field goal as time ran out.
It was right below the palm. It was just a good push by everybody. And, you know, I got through. We've been talking about it for a while, you know, won one of those. And, you know, we did it in a big moment.
As a result, the Broncos were scoreless in the second half while the Chiefs grabbed the lead for good on a 20-yard field goal at the 5:57 mark of the fourth quarter.
There was a battle of division leaders near our nation's capital, and it went down to the wire. Correspondent Craig Heist was there.
Russell Wilson threw three touchdown passes, the last one to Mike Williams from 32 yards out with just under 2.5 minutes to go, and that lifted the Steelers to a 28-27 comeback win over the Commanders.
Guys just stepped up in key moments, and just another great moment. You know, when you're playing a game, it's a collection of, 75 plays, and you want to see how many great moments you can have, and when we had that one in the key part of the game, obviously.
Pittsburgh has won four straight, including the last three, since Wilson took over the starting spot from Justin Fields. George Pickens and Pat Freiermuth also caught touchdown passes. Austin Eckler rushed for 2 scores and 44 yards for the Commanders. The Steelers improved to 7-2, while Washington falls to 7-3.
Were the Eagles able to move ahead of the Commanders for the NFC East lead? Correspondent Bob Stevens has that story.
Jalen Hurts accounted for 4 touchdowns, 2 passing, 2 running, as the Philadelphia Eagles won their 5th straight game, 34-6 over the Dallas Cowboys. With the win, the Eagles moved into first place in the NFC East. They're now 7-2, while the Cowboys dropped their 4th straight. They're now 3-6 and are 0-4 at home this season. Hurts says the defense spearheaded this win, forcing 5 Cowboy turnovers.
So I'm going to keep it rolling while it's hot. Just the way that they've been able to play, the intensity, being able to take the ball over and get the ball back. It's always good when we can take advantage of those opportunities as well. So just need that same intensity here moving forward.
Eagles led 7-6 late in the first half, then ran off 27 unanswered points to turn the game into a rout.
The AFC South leaders hosted the top team in the NFC. Correspondent Adam Spillane has details.
Jake Bates' 52-yard field goal as time expired sealed the Lions' 8th straight win, beating the Texans 26-23. Detroit overcame a 16-point halftime deficit, and Bates kicked a 58-yard field goal to tie the game with 5:01 left to play.
So proud of how the team responded, and I think today really showed like the true culture of our team and the never give up attitude and all those things.
Jared Goff completed 15 of 30 passes for 240 yards and 2 touchdowns for the Lions, but he threw 5 interceptions. C.J. Stroud finished 19 of 33 for 232 yards and a touchdown for the Texans, but he tossed in 2 interceptions, and the Texans did not score in the second half. Houston falls to 6-4.
It's a 5-game winning streak for the Bills after Austin Johnson had one of their 3 interceptions of Joe Flacco in a 30-20 win at Indianapolis.
I'm just blessed to be in the right position at the right time and have great teammates. Every time that's happened, someone's hitting the quarterback, so it's just the ball's coming my way. I just got to catch it.
Taron Johnson had the first pick of the game, returning at 23 yards for the opening score. The Vikings overcame Sam Darnold's 3 interceptions with 4 field goals to beat the Jaguars 12-7.
I got to do a lot better job of taking care of the football. I think that's obvious. And just being situationally aware of kind of where we're at in the field and first and second down, like just being able to put the ball in play and let our guys go run with it.
Minnesota allowed just 143 total yards, but trailed most of the day until John Parker Romo's 3rd field goal of the day for the 7-2 Vikings. The Cardinals earned their 4th straight win as Kyler Murray passed for 266 yards and a touchdown in a 31-6 spanking of the Jets. Murray also ran for 2 touchdowns and completed all but 2 of his 24 passes, including 17 in a row.
When it feels like that, it's just trying to keep it simple as possible. I try to do too much, and that's the best I can put it. You know, letting the game come to you, and taking it one play at a time. I really have no secret sauce for getting in the zone or you know, making plays and stuff like that.
Christian McCaffrey made his season debut after missing 8 games with an injury, accounting for 107 yards from scrimmage in the 49ers' 23-20 verdict over the Buccaneers.
When you miss time due to something like that, and, you know, nobody wants to be on the field more than me, just to be out there again, to be honest with you, is just a, you know, you really realize how much of a privilege it is to play football.
Jake Moody hit 3 field goals, but he also missed 3 attempts before hitting a 44-yarder as time expired, leaving the Niners 5-4 and a half game behind the NFC West leading Cardinals. It's a 3-game winning streak and a 6-3 record for the Chargers following a 27-17 decision over the Titans. Justin Herbert threw for a touchdown and ran for another.
They're a very good defense, and we got a healthy respect for them, and they fly around. They're very well coached. And so for us to be able to execute and come away with, you know, 27 points, I think that's a great effort by us.
The Saints won their first game under interim head coach Darren Rizzi as Marquez Valdez-Scantling hauled in 2 scoring passes in the second quarter of their 2017 decision over the Falcons.
I get down to the Superdome, I go in the head coach's locker room, which, you know, I've never used before, right? So here I am early in the morning, I go to the bathroom, and this is how my day started. I clogged the toilet. And I'm like, this is going to be a crappy day, pun intended.
Younghoe Koo missed 3 field goal attempts for the NFC South leaders. A fumble set up Eddie Pinheiro's 36-yard field goal in overtime as the Panthers beat the Giants 20-17 after blowing a 17-7 lead in the fourth quarter. Chuba Hubbard had 153 yards rushing for the Panthers.
Definitely a blessing. I mean, more than anything, I just want to win. So, you know, to win in that fashion, obviously it was a little crazy at the end, but you know, to get 2 in a row with my guys feels good, especially in Munich.
Drake May led 5 scoring drives and hit Jalen Polk for a 2-yard touchdown just before halftime, helping the Patriots beat the Bears 19-3. May was more impressed by his team's defense, which had 9 sacks and allowed only 142 total yards.
Credit to them in your practice this week. Man, it's kind of a good taste of, you know, what it looks like, you know, what it looked like for me in training camp. And they get after you, mix up shell, mix up coverage, mix up blitz packages. It's pretty cool to watch. And it's good to be on the other side of the ball. So I got to make some better decisions and keep those guys in good field position.
Monday's game has the Rams taking on the Dolphins. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.